Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. High-tech progress is a centuries-old practice. Improving the genetic characteristic of crops through biotechnology will help solve a 21st century problem, how to grow enough food for a booming world population. For more information, visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. Now for today's commentary. At first glance, it probably sounds like a good idea for the European Union to expand eastward, adding Poland, Hungary, the Czech Republic, and more countries. And for the most part, especially for our security, it's a great idea. However, from the point of view of the American farmer, we have to be careful and cautious, and here's why. There's no trade region where we have more trade disputes than with Europe, ranging from bananas to hormone beef and now biotech foods. Those are disputes with today's Europe. The new Europe is going to be much bigger with many more countries, and that may multiply the trade problems. Now, my compliments to some 60 U.S. food and ag associations for getting on top of this potential problem early. In a recent letter to the U.S. Trade Ambassador Robert Zoellick, they sounded the alarm. Number one, U.S. fruit and vegetables currently enjoy better terms of access to the candidate countries than to the President European Union. But once those candidate countries join the Union, will access be diminished? Good question. Number two, extending the common ag policy to more countries will likely encourage more surplus production, just what we don't need. Number three, if more countries adopt the EU standards of sanitary and phytosanitary rules, this will restrict our market access. And number four, EU's current biotech rules stand as a huge barrier to trade. The same is true with their illegal ban on U.S. hormone beef. Will the new European Union members begin imposing those restrictive rules also? Our trading problems with Europe today are not expected to diminish. It's imperative that we work to influence the process now while we have time. Otherwise, we'll be the odd man out. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.